And Jared lived 162 years and had a son named Enoch. And Enoch grew into manhood, and for 365 years he walked with God. And he was not, for God took him.
I know what that means. God and Enoch were friends. They walked and talked together. Then one day, when they had walked awfully far, they were nearer to God's house than Enoch's. So Enoch just went home with God.
That little girl is just about right. God and Enoch were friends. They did walk and talk together. And Enoch did go to heaven without having to die, like most of the people who will be saved in heaven will have to do. Adam lived to be 930 years old. But since he was only 622 when Enoch was born, perhaps the two of them spent many happy hours together. The young Enoch listened eagerly to the many stories the older Adam could tell.
Good morning, Grandpa Adam.
Good morning, Enoch. And what's that you have in your hand?
Honey, Grandpa Adam. I got it out of a tree, specially for you.
I like honey. Always have. And I suspect you want something in return. A story, perhaps, huh?
How did you know, Grandpa Adam?
Well, we old ones just seem to know such things. And what story do you want me to tell you today?
The one about you and Grandma Eve. Grandpa Seth and I went past the garden yesterday. We saw the shining angel with a flaming sword. He was guarding the garden. I wish I could see inside the garden, Grandpa Adam.
Oh, it's beautiful, Enoch, my son.
Tell me all about it, Grandpa, please.
Well, all right. But first, I want to assure you, Enoch, my son. Be faithful to God, obey his precepts, love him and your fellow beings. Accept of the plan of salvation that God has devised for lost mankind. Yeah, to begin at the very beginning of the story. There was a time when Lucifer was next to the Son of God in the courts of heaven. And so, Enoch, my son, your grandmother Eve and I were driven out of the Garden of Eden. If only we had obeyed God, we would still be living there.
You left out part of the story, Grandpa Adam.
Yes, an important part of the story. Perhaps the most important part. How God provided a way to escape the snares of Lucifer and be saved. Well, God promised that one of my descendants would bruise the serpent's head.
Maybe I can do that, Grandpa.
Perhaps.
If I was good all my life, maybe God would forgive everybody.
There's an awful lot of wickedness in the world, Enoch, my son. People are getting worse and worse all the time. Their thoughts are continually evil. I'm sure that it will take more than the efforts of one man, more than an angel even, to save mankind. It'll take the sacrifice of the Son of God himself. However, Enoch, you go ahead and live a good life. Your influence and good example will certainly help others.
I will, Grandpa Adam. I'll ask God to help me be good all my life.
Perhaps this is just the way it happened that Enoch decided to walk with God. We are not certain of this, of course, but we do know that he succeeded in being a godly man. So God chose to translate him without seeing death. When Enoch was 65 years old, he became the father of a boy whom he called Methuselah. When Methuselah became old enough to understand such things, Enoch no doubt taught the boy to follow in the ways of God.
So you see, son, there are many ways of living your life, but only one way that is right and pleasing to God.
I understand, Father.
I wonder if you really understand, son. You see, God wants us to follow his way, not only for his sake, but also for our own. God knows that to follow his teachings and obey his voice is the only way to happiness. Any other way brings disaster, sorrow, death?
Like Grandpa Adam and Grandma Eve?
Yes, and like your grandfathers Cain and Abel. Cain murdered his brother Abel. With what result? Happiness? No, unhappiness. He was forced to live as a fugitive. He was very unhappy and sad. Other men steal and live lives of terror of being found out. Others cheat and lie and pass their days in fear of discovery. And so it goes. Disobedience to God results in unhappiness.
By being bad, we make ourselves unhappy, is that it?
Yes, yes, that's it. God's laws are for our benefit. By loving truth, by abhorring evil, by obedience to the ways of God, we not only please God, but we give ourselves every advantage.
Now I understand, Father. I will be good, forever and ever.
I hope so, son. I sincerely hope so.
And Enoch lived 300 years after he begat Methuselah, and he walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.